thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Welcome to Scanning the Frequency. Welcome.
Walter.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hi, how are you? Hi, Cuz, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing all right.
I'm doing pretty good.
That's awesome,
Scott. I told both of you, but Jade, me, and Carly, my daughter Jade, me and her friend Carly, we got approved for an apartment in the building, the complex we live in, that I'm in now. We got an apartment of our own. Me and the girls. Well, nobody likes that. Okay.
Oh, I do. No, you know.
My cousin. Did he? We lose him already?
No, there's something going on with my signal.
Oh, okay. You know what? It's not.
I think
you,
it's breaking up really bad.
It is. They're going to cut you off. You want to call back on the show line?
I'm going to call you back on the show line.
All right.
She's going to kick that lady's going to kick me in a few minutes anyway.
I know.
All right.
Okay. All right. Bye.
That blog talk radio woman. 5 seconds to show time.
I inhaled my hair. Oh, God.
Well, so, you're not supposed to inhale the hair.
Whatever happened to... Oh, wait, he didn't call yet. Wait.
He didn't?
Hello.
Yeah.
Cuz Fabian. Aha, there he is.
There he is.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait, and I want to...
I'm still
wait,
breaking
still
up.
Spinning.
What's going on?
Are
here
you?
He comes to
How
save
come?
The day. It's Mighty Mouse.
Well, we hear you okay on this end. So,
yeah.
Let me hear.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what all this crackling brand nonsense is.
Oh,
I'm
no, not that
and...
shit. No,
I
was
no,
on
I
the
hear
phone with. No, I was on the phone with David one day, and I'm like, what is that noise? And all we heard was click, click.
Crackles,
pop.
It's like cutting in and out really bad. How do I sound?
You sound fine. You're
you
good.
You sound good. Yeah.
Well, you're okay. David, say la di ra blah blah blah. Say something.
Say something.
Hello?
Something.
Yeah.
Hello.
Something's going on my end. I don't know. I think
right,
maybe my earphones are acting up. Let me go ahead
maybe,
and try this
could
again.
Be.
Let me call back and try to restart this damn thing.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Maybe it's his headphones, but let me see. Okay. One call has dropped. Caller has dropped. Bing, 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 bing. But I'm going to start playing
bing,
my music
bing,
in
bing,
like 2 seconds. You know what I mean? But we can talk about – I can't believe all the paranormal shit that I've experienced in like 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Like your phone speaking to you the other day when it shouldn't have.
Middle, out of nowhere, my phone talked. A voice came out of it, and then the speaker decided to start asking me for my own
your
address.
Google speaker that was...
The knock at the door, okay, when there's nobody there. Okay, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Seriously, though. Okay, here he comes.
Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, how's it better? Is it better now?
Yeah, it's working, man. It was me. It wasn't y'all.
Okay. Yeah, because you sounded fine on this end. But
yeah.
Well, I started. What I did is I restarted my wireless headphones. I think they had a bad channel.
Yep. Bad connection. Look, I had some
bad
paranormal shit happen. Baby.
Oh, definitely. Tell
him
about your Google speaker conversation.
Listen to this shit. I want to tell you. Well, first it started. What did it start with? Oh, my God. Oh, the voice. I'm putting my phone down. I'm not on YouTube. My phone's on charge. It's on the table. I'm doing something with the cats or the birds or the squirrels or some shit, right? And I turn around, and a voice came out of my phone. I don't know what the word exactly it said, but it was so loud, it came out of my phone, right? Oh, and then and then there was not because the guy I'm staying with, right, he's on the computer. He was working from home or whatever. And I'm in the kitchen doing dishes, right? And we both hear knock, 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 knock on the door. And I'm like, my hands are in the sink. I was washing the dish. He's like, I got it. Went to the door. There is no one there, no one in the creepy, shining hallway at all. All the way down. There's not one single soul there. So blow that off. Then I'm sitting here earlier today. And wait, there's two things in a row. My Google speaker out of nowhere comes on and literally says, well, you know, I can help you. I can help you with a lot of things. I tell you with the weather. Would you like to give me your home address? I literally looked at the speaker. Yeah, like, it was longer than that, what she said. But I was like,
She's like, she was talking about being on several different platforms, doing all kinds of things.
I'm on several different platforms. I can hear seven different things. I do seven different things at once. Would you like to give me your home address? I said, what? And then she answered me again. She said, would you like to give my home address? Would you like to give your home address? I said, no. She said, okay, then. If you need anything else, just let me know. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I walk over.
Well, I'm curious.
Then about an hour later.
Go ahead.
About an hour later, some crazy noise came out of the speaker. Went like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Carly.
Literally, like an alien spaceship. Like it would sound like you'd see in a movie or some shit, you know, like that.
Shit.
Like Star Wars.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, like that. Yeah, ain't it crazy?
Yeah, well, I
do
gotta tell you what.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All of this, I think, has a lot to do with the Green Comet.
Yeah, the comet. We have
the asteroid the other night and the new comet that just got closer passing the sun or something that shot its own two little.
That's going to survive its perennial. I said that right.
Yeah, perihelion.
All right, whatever. All right, well, there you go. All right, well, it's going to survive that. And so we've got a lot of celestial anomalies at this moment. Like, you know what I mean? So it's pretty crazy. Like, what do you think about the – guys, what do you think about the rumble in New Jersey?
Oh, I don't know. That's kind of weird.
All right, first they said it might have
I don't know, but about your speaker, I would ask this. It didn't ask you to sit on it while it vibrated, did it?
No.
It wasn't,
it wasn't vibrating,
was it coming on to you?
I know,
hey,
but,
baby, come here.
It wasn't pulling Howard Stern on you.
Wait. Since
there you go.
Ask for your home address.
No,
where I'm located.
Man.
My home address. I'll entertain it. Should I ask her a question? She's as bad as this lady on Blog Talk. I can't say HEYGOOGLE at all because then.
Can I say it?
No. Yeah, you can't hear on the headphones. I don't think if she hears you, I'll put that because you're on my headphones.
Hey, Google.
All right,
if she hears me and turns on.
Go ahead. Try it.
Hey, Google.
Nope, she didn't hear. Nope, she can't hear you because you're on my headphones. Okay.
So,
but if I say it, so I'm not
Alexa.
Talking to her.
If you said what? If you say what?
I'm not going to say
it. Chewing.
Okay, so I ran the box with Jade yesterday, right? Here she came over because she's going through shit because of shit. All right, and she came over yesterday, and we were sitting at the table here, and we were running the Frank's box, and literally through the entire session, there was a dog barking. Whoop, 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 like that, through the whole thing. And I finally asked who it was, and they said it was my dog, Elizabeth, that passed. Miss Stinky Dose. Yes. Ain't that freaking crazy?
Yeah.
Back to the whole pet visiting thing?
Yeah.
They
brought her in to try to help you cheer up.
Yeah. You know, that was pretty crazy. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of, like, box stuff on my own here. You know what I mean? Like, with things.
Yeah.
But,
listening to the clips that you sent me.
I know.
Proves that. A, the spirits are very aware of what's going on with the living.
Oh, they know.
And B,
right,
they can be very pissed off about what's happening with some of us in the living.
Oh, yeah, they are. And
yep.
just like, yep. And William has been, well, I have to tell, well, we were at Jay's house anyway, so, and we were running the box, me, Carly, and her. And Walter, when we asked where Walter was, right, well, first, because William was there, and then I was standing there, and my head tingled. Like somebody was touching, you know how somebody puts their hand up top of your head and rubs back and forth, like it would make your hair like your top of your head tingle, right?
Yeah.
So I said, William, where are you? And he said, literally, I'm right behind you. And I realized, I said, wow, I knew it. That's why I asked where he was. And then we asked where Walter was, and he's like, they're like, in the kitchen. He said, I'm in the kitchen. I said, what are you doing in the kitchen? We're upstairs in her room. He said, I'm talking to the little girl. I said, what little girl, right? Because it was weird because we turned on the box. They're talking about God, and, you know, that's uncommon with the comedy crew when they're not doing a thing. And they're talking about God going to the light and all this kind of crap. So he was in the kitchen talking to a little girl, right? And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then he made way down the basement in her house. Okay? Then I don't know. He met some guy. He had to, I don't know, take him into the portal, he said. Right?
Nice.
And I'm
right.
sitting there going, what are we hearing? Do you know what he said afterwards? He said, I cleansed the house.
Oh, cool.
That is freaking crazy. That's crazy. You know?
I love the way
All
you
right,
said crazy.
There you go.
It reminds me of,
it
was, who used to say, you booty, hey, do you, okay, shout out to Kevin Meaney. Are y'all young enough to remember, or old enough to remember Kevin Meaney? Tell me who I'm talking about.
Who was he from?
He was from Red Wing, Minnesota. He was a comedian in the late 80s, early 90s on HBO Comedy Hour. And
he was
one of the funniest guys. I mean, he had this routine where he'd talk about the booty man. And he would talk about
the foodie man.
His mom, his grandmother, and his mom would get on him about smoking wacky tobacco. And one time he got caught
mm-hmm.
with chicken bones under his bed. He had eaten KFC. And his mom pulled the bed up and thought he was, said, you're doing voodoo. You're crazy. You're
oh
crazy.
My God.
You're a booty man.
Oh, my God. You're a booty man.
And every time you say crazy, Lisa, You sound like him, you're crazy when he's imitating his mother.
Yeah.
He goes, you're crazy.
Oh, my God.
You're smoking wacky tobacco in red. You're doing goofballs in Red Wing. you're
oh,
crazy.
My God.
But shout out
oh my
to Kevin
God.
Meaney, man. He passed away many years ago, but he was really
Aww.
Funny. It's fun to listen to him.
I guess I don't know because that era I was too busy with bands. You know what I mean? Like I was that
yeah.
late 80s into the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting trying to remember, but I can't quite picture the guy.
I was too busy watching Beavis and Butthead and Ren and Stimpy.
No, 86 was his prime time, late 80s. He used to talk about Helmet, the German border, and all kinds of weird shit. But he was great.
I have no idea who this is. That's weird.
Well,
I have no idea.
When I get a chance, I got an idea. When we do our next video podcast,
right.
I'm gonna play some Kevin Meaney on YouTube, and hope we
watch
don't
out.
Get
we
banned,
might get
but.
We might get the SM what was SME violation?
Crazy.
Ooh,
I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
I realized what it, I realized what it was. It was.
We're looking at another
realized,
country telling us we can't play it. All right, but
well,
that's crazy.
Don't try to stop me, Mr. Smee. Don't stop me, Smee.
Yeah, we didn't talk
yeah.
about that
it,
last week because we had guests, but our video was violated.
It ended up
playing a song, right? It wasn't Mikey's song because it can't be violated.
Yeah, no.
For that.
It ended up being Toto.
Yep. Oh,
and,
Blackmore's Night.
Oh,
my God,
was
serious?
Another one. And, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
but are you serious, though?
So?
That's
sing,
crazy.
I'll sing it next time. Yeah.
I mean,
I have a lovely
like the fact that we
voice.
Played their music. You know?
Well, what
now,
it is, there's a whole, well, it's other countries. mainly.
Right, I know.
They have,
in England,
like, for instance,
that's what it was.
Germany.
Yeah. UK.
Germany
mm-hmm.
Germany is very strict about copyrighted stuff.
But this was the UK. That threw me.
That's okay. And by the way, doesn't throw me, because that's where Ritchie Blackmore and Candace Knight live, which Candace Knight is actually
Candace Blackmore. Okay, so they own the rights. Okay.
They're married.
Mm-hmm.
Candace Blackmore
is actually
married. Damn, not that.
They open. No. Mikey and Sell This Sound is going to be at the Gem in Spring City on February 17th. They are headlining.
Outstanding.
Okay, his band is going to be playing out. Yes. Is that not great?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty damn
awesome.
That's
really
great.
That's pretty awesome.
Uh-huh. I know.
Say that again.
It's the Gem. It's in Spring City, Pennsylvania. And if anybody asks where that is, it's by Pennhurst, that city. Okay, Spring City, Pennsylvania, and it's on February 17th. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. There's like four bands ahead, I think. It was four, one, two, three, four. And then Mikey and Sell This Sound and is headlining. Yep.
Very cool.
So they are playing in Spring City that night. Yep, so anybody come out? I think there's a cap. I don't know how many people there's a cap on, so if you want to go get tickets now, do so. Just call the venue at the Gem in Spring City. All right? There we go.
Yeah.
Great. So
that's great.
So there. Okay.
Shout out to Mikey Terrio and Sell This Sound,
and
which I have been really busy.
Yep.
I haven't got to
do
anything yet.
Did you just say Sell This Sandwich?
No. Fight baloney. Make it sound. I made a t-shirt. It's on Amazon. Yeah, that's on my – I made that. I'm going to come up with that. That's my slogan on a t-shirt.
What?
Word
all
weekend.
Sandwich?
It says,
wait.
No, fight loneliness. Make a sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you could sell this sandwich. Wait, you could make the sound.
Make the sound and sell the sandwich.
What sound does a sandwich make? Well, depending on what
topic. It depends on if you have lettuce on there and you get a crunch. Right.
Well, wait, it depends. I guess it would depend on, is the sandwich going in or coming back out?
Okay.
Probably when you're eating Now, if you're eating a chicken sandwich, just make sure it's dead chicken. Because it makes a lot of noise. It does. It's loud. I tried it one time and... It was loud. That loudest sandwich ever.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I'm snorking.
Don't snort. Oh, my God.
David, if you if you could be any chicken on the planet, what chicken would you be? Huh?
If I could be a chicken...
Yeah, if you could be any breed of chicken, what would you be?
I don't know if it's an actual breed of chicken. But remember that little chicken hawk that was on the Foghorn Leghorn cartoon?
Well, he was a chicken hawk.
But
I thought
that
me and Danielle and I were watching Boomerang. We were having breakfast eating cereal and watching Boomerang.
Oh my
we were watching... This damn thing you're talking about. That is no. How do you know that? We were watching.
We were watching
Boomerang. Yeah, that's actually what we were doing Sunday morning. Watching the damn Foghorn Leghorn. Yeah, I love that too, man.
Is this real?
But what chicken would you want to be if you could be a chicken? Or David. Okay. David. Yeah, whoever.
I'd say a giant Brahma.
Oh, those are nice. Which kind?
I like the Brahmas.
Yeah, which one?
I think there's only one breed of Brahma.
Well, no. You get to pick a color. They got different colors.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had one big size rooster here. He was mostly white. with a black collar. He was cross dead Brahma with I don't know what else, but yeah, he was pretty good. He was a pretty bird.
Yeah, those are pretty. How about you, Lisa? What kind of chicken would you be if you could be one?
Rhode Island, right?
No, here it comes. You're supposed to say the north, a white band, or whatever it is. So I can't remember.
I don't know what it is. Those are north.
Okay, so Lisa's a Pennsylvania white rock, I guess. I don't know.
That's exactly.
I'd be a Dominicker.
Okay, I don't know what any of these chickens are, but I'm going to just say,
you know,
okay.
You know what a Dominicker is, David?
No.
I don't believe I've seen that breed.
Well, it's the black and white speckled.
Is that the one Colonel Sanders used?
I don't know, but I know that they're black and white speckles. They're black and white. They're like speckles all over. Real fine.
I think I had a little one here that was, it was an Exchequer. Chicken?
Chicken.
Oh, so it kept records of the castle. How cool.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, that's the way it was spelled, too. So I'm assuming it was an English breed because it wasn't all that big.
Yeah.
She was annoying as hell, though.
You guys are complaining about the damn chicken? I'm going to put you
in
that Norristown chicken. I'm going to make you both stand there in the corner. All right. Now, wait, your weather warms up more. All right. Wait,
your weather's warm enough.
Nah, not when they're not here. I guess they get put in a barn or something like during the.
Well,
you know
I'm
what mean, I mean?
I'm actually,
like the wintertime.
Yeah, I'm leading up to something here. Did you know a friend of mine in Florida? There was this spot. Shout out to Starl Fusel, and we talked about this in 2017 on the Salty Talk Radio Halloween special that me and Mark, I joined with Mark Salter and Andy Sturgeon and all them. Shout out to Salty Talk Radio of Arcadia, Florida. But Jason came on there, Jason Fusel. He came on there and he was talking about how the chickens on his farm, there was one area where some people had died, and the chickens in the yard would avoid the area between those two trees. They would never go near it, no matter what. Yeah, they just like avoided it like the plague. So
they knew.
I just always wondered when I was on the farm. I wonder if chickens and birds and I wonder if they really are sensitive to spirits and stuff like that.
They damn well sure are. And squirrels know my whistle, so there you go. So they could see. No, they do.
Well, that's just because you trained them.
You know, in Chestnut Street, I lived on Chestnut Street. You know, and that house was built in 1840, then rebuilt in 1970. That was where Hannah William Howe's wife raised the two boys. In the same, I didn't know that when I moved in there. All right, but the dogs would, like, go up to, there was a gate going to upstairs, and there'd be nobody up there, and they were just playing. And all of a sudden, would go to the stairs and just wag their tail. Like, they knew who was at the top of the stairs. And I'd be looking. I'm like, who is it? You know what I mean? What are you looking at? And I knew they were looking at somebody. They'd get all excited like the person came downstairs if I couldn't see them. So they could definitely see things that we can't, you know?
Oh,
and more than one dog did it. So it was, like, really weird. They can definitely, like, I guess if there's something bad around, they would know, too, you know?
Right.
But they didn't have to in that place. It was, you know, when it wasn't bad or nothing.
Yeah.
But I know that they can definitely see. Just like when Elizabeth died, when we had to put her down and we had the vet in the we were inside and the dogs were in their two car garage that was set up for their room and the laundry room. They had more than half the house, okay. And when she passed, when she went, literally, like, if she had enough time to get out of her body and go into the dog room, the dogs all started playing like they've seen her.
Neat.
Which was really, really weird. The vet tech that had come out. When we took her out in the stretcher, she said the same thing. She said the dogs are all excited like they've seen Elizabeth. You know, it was something else. So yeah, I think they can.
Oh, Miss Stinky Toe.
I'm pretty sure birds can feel.
I miss her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure birds.
That's who was on the box. That's who was on the box, Fabian. That's who was on the box yesterday.
Yeah.
Miss Stinky Toe.
Okay, tell us about
her. Okay, well, the box went.
Yeah.
Okay, we're running it, and all we're hearing is whoop, whoop. And I'm like, I know it's a female. I could tell them, you know what I mean? So I'm letting, I'm like, there's a dog barking. Like, So I kind of, like, blew it off for a minute. Then I'm like, Jay, do you hear that? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, there's a dog barking through the whole thing, on and off, bark, 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 like through a 15-minute clip nonstop. And so finally I asked, I said, which one of my dogs is barking? And then you hear them come in, they go, it's Lizzie.
Oh, well.
And I knew it was Miss Stinky Toes right then and there. Yep. Yeah, so what I mean? That's the thing. So they can come back, I gather. You know, spirits, pets, you know what I mean? Like, there's times here, the dude I'm staying with had another cat that passed away, right? Kind of looked like the other cat here, the one Sam, right? And, like, one day I'm looking, and I'm like, Sam, hi, Sam. And I look back, and I'm like, there's nothing there. And I swear I saw a cat that looked like Sam, but bigger, like, I guess. And then I mentioned it to him. He's like, oh, my God, that he almost cried. He's like, that was his other cat. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? So they visit, I gather, if they like it a lot.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
They
you
do.
Know what I mean?
I like to think that. Animals can do that. I really do. Birds are very unique in the way they react sometimes. And sometimes you're not really sure. Like, in the Pierce house, my ex-sister-in-law had one of those Beretta birds. I think it's called a cockatoo.
Is it the big
white one
yeah.
that bobs its head?
Yep,
goes,
that's a cockatoo. Like Beretta had.
Oh, yeah, that's Sammy
right.
Davis.
The show Beretta.
Keep your eye on the sparrow.
Right.
Yeah, that show. But,
okay.
The bird bounces its head up and down back in 1977, not too long after all that stuff that started my paranormal journey went on. Donna and Thomas had gotten a cockatoo, and it would be in the parlor.
Right.
And it would just make this, like, it would be looking in this one little corner. You know how they turn their head and they're like looking, like trying to look at something. Well, it kept looking up in the corner, like something was up in the corner there all the time.
They can definitely see.
And it would bob its head, and then it would kind of walk away from the edge of close to that corner, and then look up again, and then it would go, ah!
Oh my
and
God!
I'm like,
yeah, nice,
okay.
Very loud.
And then start preening, and then look up, and then do the same shit again about 15 minutes later, and they go, ah! It's like, and start bobbing its head.
I'm like, well,
down.
At least you didn't have a freaking parakeet tell you that you were going to die.
but the house was most definitely had spiritual activity because that's where I had
birds.
My first experience in 1976 with something I didn't expect to happen. Yeah, everybody that knows me knows the story.
You didn't expect it, so that's the thing. You didn't have it your whole life experiences, right?
Yeah.
Wait
and
a minute,
the,
did you?
The dogs and
or,
cats
or Dave,
weren't allowed in the house.
But
the bird was.
Fabian and David, when was your earliest paranormal experience?
Mine's 76. I remember.
I don't know.
That's 1976.
Right. And David, how old were you, David?
Okay.
You know what Fabian knows. I mean,
how old was
you?
I?
I know how old David was.
I can remember what the house looked like. I told you about that house.
Mm-hmm.
The time that I was. You know, the only time that I was ever terrified to go back into my own house like that were, you know.
Yeah, but you were a kid, right?
Oh, yeah, I was young.
How old
was,
do you think you were?
12, 13? No,
okay.
12-ish.
Okay.
13-ish, maybe, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. But, I was 7 going on 8 when that happened.
That was the only time that I've ever been scared to the point where I couldn't move, period. You get that tingle where you think you're actually going to piss yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could not bring myself to walk back into my own house, and I don't know why.
See, that's crazy.
I was more curious, but I did. I took off flying down and almost fell down the flight of stairs, butt naked jumping out.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I can
picture
this.
I was scared.
You're scared
and
almost peeing yourself.
But then after that, it was remarkable.
All the
noises that were going on in this place, I was getting blamed for. I finally figured out it was that thing looking at me, you know, that girl, that thing that looked like a girl, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so that's what's been doing it. And I went from scared to quite curious. I did, don't even tell you this, I didn't take a bath in there again.
We
lived there from 76 to 78, almost 79, so. And I never went back up there, but I tell you what, I went around it and would often just kind of walk around the outside of it. By the way, Jimmy Pattinito is considering putting that in his next book. And once he's won the self-publish, I guess.
That's good.
Shout out to Mr. Hongen, who I really, really, he's a really, really great friend. He's been a great friend for many years. He's wanting to put that story of mine in the book, and I'm honored that he considered it. And he's got a lot of choices, so, you know, whatever. But...
Yeah,
and you said you were three, huh? You were 3 years old?
Yeah, wait a minute. I was three, and Walter was sitting talking to me, but he was a kid then. Like nothing. It was to me, it was just like another day in the, you know what I mean? And then when I was six, and I'm five, and six, and seven, eight, nine, you know what I mean? Up till age about 14, when my parents divorced, then, you know what I mean? Then it was just like I was mad at everybody. So I, you know what I mean? When your parents get divorced, you're going through shit and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I
was kind of mad. But then I started
hearing them and dreaming about them.
Like, I remember me and my best friend, Annie. Now, we know CBs, and you know CBs. You're a truck driver. You know the whole shit back in the day, right? We didn't have none of that. We were listening to an album.
Yeah.
All right. There was no, like, truck outside or anything, but we were listening to an album one day, and me and Annie were sitting in my room. We must have been, like, 15, I guess. And all of a sudden, we hear voices coming out of the speaker, and we got an ear. We're like,
that was a linear unit.
What is this?
That's a linear unit.
All right. But it wasn't a CB. It was a regular stereo, and we were listening to a regular, I think it was a Ramones album, and all of a sudden, there was this male voices coming out of the thing, and I look back at that now, and I think about the boss and that.
Mm-hmm.
And often wonder if that was a prelude to, you know, the future, because it's radio waves, kind of. I mean, it's a stereo.
Yeah,
shout
out to Joey Ramone.
Yes, Joey Ramone. No, shout out to Marky Ramone, because Marky Ramone helped me play the drums, man. Helped me learn
was
how to play
Marky?
The drums good. Marky,
okay,
he's still around.
Shout out to all of them.
All of them. They were all, they treated me and my best friend Annie just like little sisters. Seriously.
I'll tell you, they are truly amazing band.
Mm-hmm.
They have some of the greatest music.
I know.
Aside from their popular songs, they've done a lot of great musical works. I mean, they really did. A lot of stuff a lot of people
they
don't
were really
know
cool.
about. They collaborated with a lot of people, too. A lot of people don't know that, but... They got
and
helped out a lot of other people,
and,
a lot of
and
bands.
Marky Ramone is touring now, and he's doing Ramone's music, the drummer.
There you go.
So, yeah, so it's kind
of
cool.
I think I was thinking Marky, but I said Joey. But I remember when
Joey's the lead
alive.
Singer. Joey's the lead singer.
Right.
He's the lead singer, tall guy. That always
and he passed away
down
several,
there.
A while
yeah,
back.
I know.
He passed
the,
away.
Johnny
right,
passed
yeah.
away. Dee Dee passed away. Joey passed away. Marky's left. Yeah.
Yeah, Marky.
Okay, so.
Yeah, Marky Ramone.
Yeah,
Marky,
so that's
yeah.
it. The Ramones were great, though. I love them. They were like the change. In a pit.
Hey,
damn,
y'all get
the
ready.
Theory.
Y'all know the words? Do you know the words? Everybody sing.
Nope.
I don't want to be
buried.
I
don't
want to
be
in
buried.
A pit.
In a pit.
In
cemetery.
A pit cemetery.
I want to be sedated. All right, but anyway. Yep.
Okay.
But, the Ramones were great back in the day. But that's the era that we started getting extra curious. about, like, everything was like, you know, like, it was like a ghost story every day. You know what I mean? Something would happen or something.
Right.
But when I was little, it just seemed normal. I didn't think it was, like, anything out of the norm. When my mom asked me what my friend, or Eversit back then, as I called him, because he forever sat in my room, if what he would tell me, then she would ask me to ask him something. And then I don't remember, you know, vaguely, and then I'd tell an answer back in the day, back when I was a little kid. Like, if it was safe to go somewhere, or, like, should she do this, or should she go out there? Is it, you know what I mean? Something like that.
I want to go dancing. Ask your friend if I can go.
Yeah, no. See, is it going to be safe going, you know, stuff like that. Just, yeah, it was weird.
Hey,
you're going to
weird
family.
Hey,
did you guys
get to hear the Jessup, Maryland file? I tagged you in. Did you get to hear the Jessup, Maryland file that I found back 2015 as a lost file?
No, where is it?
Well,
no, wait a minute.
I don't think
so. Well, David must have listened to it because I saw where he I guess you just, I noticed you guys had
you
clicked on it.
You must have listened to it. You might not know what it's called.
Well,
you
no, it's Jessup,
called.
Maryland. Yeah, it's Jessup, Maryland.
I'm trying
it's
to think.
Ghost Box file. And I'll do next
Wait
week.
Wait a minute. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
you're going to
bring it on?
Next week. Not tonight. I don't have it.
Good.
Have the ability
yeah,
to
no,
do
no.
That.
Not tonight. But like, you got to pull it up. Yeah, get some. We'll get some good clips. Like,
and
I got some real wacky motherfucking clips, excuse my language, from this past couple weeks that I've already filed out, I think, two. And I think I'm going
to
put some of them up because it's really weird.
I want to see if you can queue up in the future that did you have any audio from that UFO encounter? Just curious.
No. Only audio was us running around, Mikey yelling guaca, and his father thinking that something was going to fall on his head. It's going to fall on my head. Yeah, pretty much. And Jay was texting, but I was going to make a video, right? But I decided I'm not going to make a video. I'm going to take photos, but I knew videos are too shaky. You get what I mean? Like, in that situation?
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
I started taking pictures, and that's how I got all the three changes that the UFO made in the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And we drove past there the other day. Me and Jade, the other night, we're driving past. I'm like,
cool.
Look, there it is. She used to work at Burger King parking lot. So I'm like, oh, look, it's her old job. That's what we're doing, was picking her up. And we drive past, I go, there it is. There's a UFO place right in the middle of the park. And I look at the parking lot. I'm like, how could no one else have seen this?
That
it's
is
a
remarkable
main road
story.
On both sides. Huh? Yeah,
yeah.
But there's a main road on both sides, okay? There's a main road on both sides. All I remember is two people coming out of Burger King as we were looking at it, and they didn't even stop to look. Yeah, okay?
Wow.
But I think that might have been a part where it was coming, and he was his father was like, oh, look, it looks like a plane on fire. Holy shit, holy shit. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God. Then it started looking like a comet. I'm like, oh, shit, we're fucked. I was like, Frank's right, we're dead. He's like, it looked like a comet. And then it got closer, it stopped. So it changed.
Wow.
And that's when I got home and I called Dawn. I was like, Dawn, you're not going to believe this. She goes, if you tell me you saw a UFO, I swear to God. Oh, my God, she said. And she goes, and I go, what do you mean? She said that Joe, her husband and her ex-husband, and the kids were out at some park or something, and they saw it. When it was headed this way, they saw the same thing when it was flying across the sky.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it wasn't
yeah,
even crazier.
Yeah.
You got all these comets and near miss objects here lately.
Okay, so we have the asteroid, right? You know, as it got cloudy, nobody could see shit with the comet either right now. Is it cloudy again? Because that's all I'm looking at is stupid clouds.
It is.
Since
yeah.
The comet with our naked eye. And,
it's all cloudy up here.
Right. So I want to look at this comet, you know, because, you know, it's going to be real close. When is it, February 1st or 2nd or something? Right? I think so. That's the brightest it's going to be.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden we had the asteroid that came out of nowhere. And the only reason why, I mean, they're putting it on the news now, but I learned from Frank that asteroids don't reflect light, so they're dark, and a lot of times you don't see them when they're coming until they get right in the area. So that's what happened with this one. So this one was in our atmosphere, And yet nobody could view that either. If anyone noticed, he was trying to watch the live feed, and it was horrifying. You couldn't even, like, you know what I mean? You couldn't even really see it. They kept having to postpone the viewing because of cloud coverage.
Exactly.
Right? And then, right. And then now all of a sudden I wake up this morning and I see on Space Weather that we have a brand new comet. Not the one that's green one. Not the one that's flying close to us on February 1st. A brand new one coming from the other way that is unlike, they called it, and I quote, an alien-made comet because it doesn't seem to react like other comets. I'm reading this on NASA, okay, in Space Weather, and that for some reason it fragmented into two separate parts ahead of the comet, and that it's heading for the sun, but the way it's made up, it's going to survive the trip through the sun or around the sun.
Right.
It won't blow up like the other ones do.
Yeah, it's getting a lot closer to the sun, but it's going to survive its pass through the perihelion.
Thank you. No, you can say the word for me. I'll just say, what word is it? All right. Yeah. All right. And but
that word is actually peanut butter.
Oh yeah. And tonight we missed it now, but for a brief minute it was like, well, wait, what time is it? It was like 5:30 our time, 8 something. No, wait, no. 9, 10. It'll be 11 something here tonight. Wait, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30 because they said Pacific time. So 11:30 here on the East Coast.
Right.
The Mars is going to hide completely behind the moon, and it's going to disappear for a minute.
I can't see that anywhere.
Of course,
so
we won't be able to see it. It's cloudy. Yeah, it's cloudy.
I know.
I got snow.
Yeah, he's got snow. He's lucky. Yeah. He's got nothing. All right, wait a minute. We got warm weather, like 55 degrees today. Wait, let me look outside.
Yeah,
oh,
it's supposed to be 55
no.
tomorrow.
No, it's freaking cloudy. It's cloudy. I don't see shit.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
So we miss all the good celestial events that are happening. But don't you think that's a little weird? All of these at one time?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
There's
you.
A
what
lot
you
going
what
on.
What do you think about all this?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. You know, I mean,
yeah,
there's
a lot heading
so
our direction
many,
in space.
There's so
New
many
Jersey
legends,
shaking
like whole,
and
yeah.
breaking.
Wait, okay.
California.
Yeah. That
northern
I know.
Or central
no.
north central California getting those weird what do they call them river or cyclones or something like that.
Yeah, atmospheric rivers. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Whatever that is. Yeah.
Yep.
So shout out to
exactly
all my friends
but,
and family in northern north central California. I've got a few family.
Yes,
out there.
Mine too. Exactly. Yeah. I'm like. Yeah, I know.
I don't have family out there. We are living in Arizona.
We're living in the movie.
You're lying.
The day after tomorrow in slow motion.
Oh, I like that
in slow
movie,
motion.
Man.
That was one of my favorite movies with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That was
phenomenal.
Was
no,
1980?
No, that was in the 90s.
90s. Didn't they? Wait a minute.
Or 2000.
Didn't they do?
What year did that come?
I know. Oh, by the way, I'm related to Jake, that guy you said, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean I'm related to him, too?
Yeah.
Probably.
Then,
all right. I was trying
yeah,
to
write. I'll
show
you the
27.
Gyllenhaal.
I got 27,306 cousins on my mother's side. I'm like, what the fuck?
Where's the
no, really.
Checks,
I'm like, I can't, I'm like, I'm totally. Let me see. The day after tomorrow, I think it was the 90s, because I saw it in the movies.
I know there was something. Maybe I'm getting it mixed up with a 1985 or 84.
Another
movie.
One.
They had one about.
Probably.
Yeah, there was something
about. It was 2010 when that came out.
I can't remember.
It came out in 2004. Okay.
But wasn't there an original one in the 80s called The Day After Tomorrow?
I think you're thinking about The Thing.
No, not The Thing. He's thinking about that other movie.
I love The Thing. The original 82 with Kurt Russell. That bomb. I love that movie.
What the hell was that movie?
Big Trouble in Little China?
No.
Oh, no, I love that, too. Now,
no, I know
really
what you're talking about. I know,
really
and I can't remember
Kurt
the name
Russell,
of it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Jesus Christ.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Wasn't Kurt Russell in The Thing?
Yes, he was in The Thing. Yes,
very much
and
so.
It took place in what, the South Pole area, Antarctica?
Norway.
Yeah,
where
they found...
Right.
did you see what these crazy scientists created?
Yeah, they found a spaceship.
They created a robot. No, they created a robot.
That thing.
Like literally, that melts and so it could go between bars. And I thought it was, here we go, we just developed the blob.
Well.
Yeah, no shit.
If the blob
no
is
shit.
Here,
CGI.
We're waiting on Godzilla.
No, Godzilla's coming. I'm telling you, it's going to come. It's not going to come by Japan. It's going to wind up coming out of the Atlantic Ocean. Outside,
it's
going to
come right outside.
Out.
It's coming up out of from Jersey right there.
Right. Look it.
I can hear it already.
Right. Jersey has been rumbling, and people's houses have been shaking. And first they said it could have been a supersonic jet and that made it vibrated through the weather. But then it didn't make sense to the next three times it happened afterwards. And it didn't make sense to the North Jersey one that happened the next day and then the Pennsylvania one. So it's a rumbling, but it's not registering as a seismic activity. It's not registering on the earthquake scale. But yet everyone's having their house shake. And all I kept thinking, and they're finding now this is another thing. I think something like 13 whales have washed up, and this is unusual for Jersey, onto the shore dead in the past month.
That's terrible.
And all I kept thinking is maybe it's under the water. Maybe it's under the water that this is coming from, under the ocean, shaking. Because,
might be time to dust off the Blue Oyster Cult 45.
Right? Oh, my God. Yep.
That's
yep.
a joke.
Wait,
the
wait,
song
wait.
Godzilla.
Or prepare for Godzilla. Here it comes.
Shout out to Godzilla. Shout out to Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Yes, really.
Oh,
yeah.
I know what it is. It's just the weekend that they're practicing.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. No, check it out, though. If we have, but I look at all that, and I try to look at everything in the perspective of everywhere. I don't just look at, one news and then focus on it. I try to go to see whatever is happening elsewhere, like space, water.
Right.
You know what I mean? Things like that. And when I start looking around, when I see trees budding in January and green grass here in Pennsylvania in January, I'm baffled. We had that 1 week of super freeze from hell. And then
this weekend.
Yeah, we're probably going to get cold again too, but not for long. Then it's going to just turn warm again. But the trees are freaking budding.
All right.
The trees are literally budding. The grass is still green. It didn't really, it only somewhat of it turned brown. It didn't even finish its cycle. It just kept growing. They were mowing it until December. Uh-huh. It's just crazy, ain't it?
For the first robin. Have y'all seen the first robin yet, damn it? I'm going to see the robin.
Yes, I did.
Cool.
I did.
That's a good sign. The first robin usually, I don't go by groundhogs. No offense to Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But I go by robins. When I see robins in the yard, and Lord knows I'm ready for spring. When I see,
You can't go by the groundhog anyway because the original Punxsutawney Phil has been dead for years.
Don't matter. They
I know.
Leave the groundhog Phil alone.
Yeah. Hey, did you know I've got that song, Pennsylvania Polka, by Weird Al Yankovic?
Oh, my God.
It,
oh, my God. Yeah, right. Oh,
it,
Lord. That's a
Pennsylvania
trip.
Polka.
Yes, I know. You know, when I think about it, though, seeing a robin or, seeing, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a little unusual now. You know what I mean?
Right.
To see them hunting worms out of the ground
right.
that's supposed to be cold. Yeah.
Yeah, the ground should be frozen. They shouldn't be trying to get any kind of bird or worms.
Oh, that one was having a field day getting all the worms out of the ground. I've seen it across the street. Walter had said something on the box twice recently, which I had told David I didn't get a chance to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know what he said? We're coming.
Oh.
What's that mean? Yeah.
Who's coming? The
I don't
spirit
know.
Guides?
I don't know. They were talking about the world and the state it's in, too. At one point, I have it. I didn't, finish reviewing it yet, how the world is in such a bad state. And then, don't worry, we're coming. So I have no idea what that meant.
I don't know. I'd be kind of worried if they say, don't worry.
Why? Yeah. I wouldn't be worried as well.
Don't worry.
If I had to worry, he'd tell me, you better be worrying. You know what I mean? He'd be like, you better be worrying because this is going to happen. Like before the pandemic, when 2 months prior when he said to me, there's going to be a catastrophe. or 3 months before. He's like, you're going to be catastrophe. I said, when? He said, in 3 months. I said, 1 month. He said, March. And he was right. So he warned me and told me to stay home and be safe. This was this would have been December, January, February, March. So December, when nobody had to wear a mask or stay home of 2019, right? And then 2020, March it hit. He already told me, stay home. Stay safe, stay home. Yeah, I haven't
been. How do you feel about that message then? Do you think it's positive?
I knew because he warned me ahead of time that some catastrophe was coming and that I had to stay home and be safe. So, in other words, that was my signal that this was the catastrophe, because remember when they said stay home, stay safe, they said that. And maybe it was a prelude to know that this was the catastrophe. You get it? Like that
was
it.
What I meant was what you said about we're coming. Do you think that's positive or negative?
Shit. If they come, they better be able to pick me up. That's all I got to say. Imagine alien ship comes. Now, don't yell at me. Don't start. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, send an alien ship right now. Frank, send a UFO. Look, I'm looking, like, really weird out the window. Don't will kill me.
Like, where's it at?
David.
Yeah.
David, how much snow? How much snow are you getting tonight?
I think all day so far we've only gotten another inch.
That's good.
Not too bad. Wish I had snow.
But how much is on the ground, though? How many inches are already on the ground?
We don't measure by inches. We go by feet.
Yeah. Feet, yes. My bad.
Considering the really bad snowstorm we got, we had a foot and a half.
God,
wow.
Yeah, we had about 18 to 24 inches of snow on that snowfall.
Wow.
I've been in some pretty bad blizzards like that, but I'll tell you that, it's an acquired ability.
It
really is.
Yeah, I guess you could call it a blizzard, but there wasn't any high wind. It was just a lot of snow.
Yep. At least you're going to have some kind of seasons, I don't know what happened our season.
Right.
Oh, yeah. We go from winter to mud season to summer to mud season to winter.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about
two mud
the state
seasons
of Maine,
every year.
Or where he lives at in Maine.
Yeah. Yeah, Maine.
North Central Maine, right?
Roughly central, yeah.
Yeah, shit. We went from spring to hell. Remember, we plummeted from spring into a holy hell last summer with the heat waves. Remember, 106, was that? And then
and then
we went into no fall, and then we had fall sort of all winter. Right.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like that where we live too, bit.
Yeah,
we got that minus 10 for a little while.
Oh yeah, for that week, right? Yeah, remember that? You're out there and
terrible.
You're gonna get more. We didn't get I know. Oh my God, it was crazy.
I think Fabian's in that freezing rain situation now.
Yeah, I know. I think so. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a freezing rainstorm. Where are you at? Where are you driving to?
Well, I don't know yet.
Where's your
I haven't
route?
Got to the yard, so I don't know yet. I'll get the
route. Yeah,
I'll get the route whenever I get in.
Right.
So,
this
I'll know
is
more.
Like, Oh, look, we're almost done with the show. Where did the time go? Holy
well, no,
shit,
I was
going
to. I wanted to get a.
Oh, damn.
Can I get a plug
what,
out? How much time
can.
Do we have? I wanted
to
plug
minutes, so I got,
this
you got 2 minutes.
On YouTube. I've been watching, I was listening to Joe Rogan, shout out to the Joe Rogan podcast, amazing guy.
Sorry.
Joe Rogan, that's
but,
fine.
Sorry.
We all have our own, whatever. But he was talking about, this paranormal team, and it's Colby and Sam, and I got to watching their videos. Oh, Colby and
good?
Sam. Oh, they are amazing, I'm gonna send you. Yeah, well, they're young men now. They were young, but they got some really remarkable.
Were they the ones? Were they the ones that ran some sort of video about them opening up a Dybbuk box?
I don't know about that. I haven't got that far with it, but what I did get to probably is they investigated. They investigated Zach Bagans' museum, and that was a really good show. It's
oh,
very
I know
great.
Who they are. I've seen them on TikTok, I think.
But one's blonde, yeah. one's blonde, and one's yeah. brunette. Mm-hmm. And they usually run yeah. with a couple of women, and they run with the descendant of Lizzie Borden. His name's Seth Borden.
Oh, yeah,
actually,
I did. I think
direct...
I did see. I know who they are. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they,
I just wanted to give a shout-out to anyone who wants to I mean, they're a breath of fresh air, man, in the paranormal. I think they're going to do
well,
great
that's time. Good. You need that. We need that. You know, we
and
need that.
And they're the next generation.
David.
And they're
oh,
doing it
David
just like
became,
I investigate.
David became
simple.
A grandfather
just
again, so we're
going to
congratulate
him. Oh, yeah. I am a grandpa again.
He may became a grandpa again, by the way.
Happy grandfathery.
On the 28th, my newest yep. grandson, Coda. What did I tell you his name was? Oh, my God, my son's going to kill me.
Congratulations.
Coda Rain? No.
That's
no.
nice. That's cool.
Yep.
Started with an R.
Oh, I forget.
Coda.
You want to know what's
Rune. Sad? R-U-N-E.
Coda Rune.
Yes, that's the name. Yes, I remember.
Well,
see? That's what you say. Started with
you
R.
You
want
to know what? Yeah, here, I'll tell you something that's sad. It's real sad. That Melissa and I, when we divorced, me and Danielle married on her birthday, and sometimes I forget our anniversary, even though it was on my ex-wife's birthday.
Oh, wow.
But,
well, that might be why.
It'll be 30 years. It'll be our 30th anniversary on July 21st, so stay tuned.
Oh,
happy
yeah,
happy
don't worry about
birthday.
That part. I can't remember my ex-wife's
yep.
birthday either.
Oh, all right. I'm going to play Mikey Fairchild because he's playing. Okay, he's playing out at the gym February 17th in Spring City, Pennsylvania. It's the Pennhurst town because everybody's asking me where it is.
Go
okay,
Mikey,
it's the town with Pennhurst.
Go Mikey. We love you,
all right,
Mikey.
So I'm
going to
play
keep
this now
work.
Because we don't have enough time. Okay.
All
right, guys. So hang in there, and we'll say goodnight after the song's done. Hopefully, we have enough time to go through it. All right. There we go. Sell this sound.
Ta-da.
Cut it out there because we got 20 seconds to go. So,
alrighty.
Good night, everybody. Good night,
keep
cousin
it spooky.
Good night, everybody that was listening.
Good night,
yes,
good night.
Definitely keep it spooky.
Good night.
And we will see you next week with a good topic. Okay?
Same
all right.
Spooky time, same spooky channel.
Bye.
Listen,
bye.
Live paranormal. Goodbye.